Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. Here she's got the latest scoop. And it's all being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley. And if you're making home improvements, you can do it for much less with a home equity line of credit. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right. So what's going on, Dina? What's happening?
All right. Well, it was not a good weekend for some celebrities breaking up like all over the place. The stars of season 23 of The Bachelor, Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph, they've split after about 2 years. She helped him get through coronavirus. But apparently, you know, he's
what happened.
You help somebody lose weight, they run off. You help somebody with coronavirus, they run off.
I guess Cassie in the end just wasn't ready to settle down and get married and have kids. Second, Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake splitting after nearly 3 years of marriage. And we saw this one coming. You know, they're coronavirus distancing apart. She's in L.A. He's in Idaho. It's been like this for a while. And This Is Us star Justin Hartley, quite clear he's done with his marriage, as he's said to be dating his former Young and Restless co-star Sophie Pernis.
He got restless.
Mm-hmm. He did get quite a bit restless. And Sweet Home Alabama star Josh Lucas's ex-wife thought they were getting back together, but apparently she's accusing him of cheating in quarantine after they supposedly reconciled. So, yeah, has not been a great weekend for celebrities.
Nope.
All right. Well, moving on, Ace Chobas reports that Tyler Perry has told fans who are protesting across the United States to stop the violence and return home after all the violence and destruction protesters have caused following the death of George Floyd. I mean, he supports the protesters, but he says looting is not the answer. We've heard so many celebrities speaking out. John Boyega from Star Wars, Cardi B, Janelle Monáe. They're just a few who have stepped up to say some words. And then you have Portia Williams, Nick Cannon, John Cusack, Halsey, Ariana Grande. They're all actually showing up to protests. And some of them have been right in the thick of things, as Halsey said she was hit by rubber bullets and that they were gassed repeatedly for hours. It is a sad state that our country is in right now.
They really have peaceful ones in the afternoon. And I think people come from out of town, I hear, and then just look to cause trouble. So, and they have those 8 o'clock curfews.
It's really sad. It's diluting the important message that people are trying to spread. Elton John is reportedly worth $445 million. All right, keep that in mind. But apparently the coronavirus postponement of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour has left him hit hard financially. I guess he's had to lay off his touring band because things are that bad. He's had to let go a lot of members of his domestic staff at one of his homes, and that he was counting on the money from the tour, about $74 million, to kind of carry him through retirement. So that revenue's disappeared pretty much overnight.
Why? You have to lay off people when you have $440 million?
Yeah, he doesn't have enough for retirement? How long has he been making music? 100 years?
He could have taken a hit on his 401k. You don't know.
I guess.
He should have hired a financial planner, it sounds like.
I know.
This is really the case.
I can't afford a chef. I have $440 million, but tough times.
And finally, LitHub.com reports that George R.R. Martin of Game of Thrones fame is buying a historic railway in New Mexico, along with a couple others. I don't know if he's trying to build a Monopoly board game. I have no idea what's going on here, but I think he's actually trying to breathe new life into the areas and kind of beef up some entertainment, get some more people flowing through there. No word, though, if he ever plans to finish the restoration, like he can't finish the Winds of Winter.
Wait, is it his RR? Does that stand for railroad?
Oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't think about that. I don't know. I am actually going to have to look that up. I don't think I've ever questioned that until you just brought that up now.
He wants to own every railroad.
Yeah, they called him railroad in college, I think. Because he tripped on a train track and almost got run over. So they called him Railroad.
That's what it was. Yeah. Railroad.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look this
He's
one up.
He's still alive, but, which is good.
Yeah.
Now he really deserves his own Monopoly game. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here are our latest Dirt headlines being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, and you can make some home improvements for much less with a home equity line of credit. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right. Well, congratulations. Just kidding. Forbes crowned Kylie Jenner the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire. Remember that?
Well, you can't start off with a psych story.
Well, no, it isn't really. It's not. I mean, Forbes gave her, you know, they crowned Kylie Jenner the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire back in August of 2018. And now they're taking the title away from her.
Didn't we all argue this?
We sure did.
What is she like 50 bucks short?
Maybe like 100 million or so.
Oh,
they say
okay.
that she's actually worth.
She could have made up for it.
She's worth around 900 million, but according to Forbes, they think that Kylie and her mom, Kris Jenner, showed them false tax returns to make it look like her company was actually making double the millions that it is.
Hmm. Yeah, you get to round up too, I think, at 900 mil.
Is she going to start a GoFundMe now to go over the top?
Maybe, but the thing is, she doesn't really care. She's like, hey, what am I even waking up to? I thought you were a reputable site. I never even asked for this title or tried to lie my way there anyway. So she's saying that it was their mistake and that her and her mom had nothing to do with even any inkling of deception.
Yeah, it would be their editors who would have chosen her in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're sending tax returns on their own, just saying, hey.
Yeah. They might be,
though. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. So we'll have to see. It's a she said, she said. Well, Kris Jenner, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Reese Witherspoon, they're among the many celebrities who have taken to social media to express their outrage over the death of George Floyd. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, they actually joined protesters in the street. Vanessa Bryant has come forward to speak up. She posted a picture of the late Kobe Bryant wearing a T-shirt that said, I can't breathe, which was actually a reference to the death of Eric Garner in 2014, a very similar situation. Jamie Foxx begging for people to protest without losing focus. And Mariah Carey posted a snippet of her 1990 song, There's Got to Be a Better Way, saying we have to make change and we can't be silent.
Yeah, so. I mean, you could protest peacefully up to like 8 o'clock because a lot of these places have 8 o'clock curfews because things go bad after 8 o'clock. And maybe even non-protesters get in there just to cause some trouble. So
it's true. And then you see more innocent people getting hurt, whether they be people or store owners or whatever it happens to be. There's no need for that violence. Mm-hmm. Well, Andy Cohen revealed he had to find a new home for his beloved dog, Watcha, after the dog showed some occasional random signs of aggression towards his one-year-old son, Benjamin Allen. Oh. So it's so sad for him. He says, I put off sharing this as long as I can, but Watcha was my first baby, my beautiful rescue puppy, my pride and joy. And he did say that Watcha's found a permanent home with a great family, and he's thriving. But he said Watcha's the one who opened him up to love, to caring, and ultimately to having a family.
Yeah, when you have a young kid, too, I mean, they don't, you know, they may whack the dog and stuff, put him in certain situations where, you know, but that's still good that the dog's moving on. Yep.
Sounds like he made the right call.
Yep. Mm.
Jennifer Garner finally let Ana de Armas meet the kids, and we know this because Ben Affleck and Ana were on their daily paparazzi walk, and the kids were with them. You know, Jen's kind of cautious about who their kids meet. And I know that they're like 14, 11, and 8, but when it comes to Ben's girlfriends, she's always been very cautious. I guess she felt the time was now right, which you can actually see the pictures at delisted.com. Or maybe it's because Ben and Ana were spotted looking at property together for around $10 million.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she feels this could be a good match. Otherwise, I don't think she would have let her kids go, right?
Like, right.
Yeah, so maybe she feels it's a good match for the two.
Yeah, and maybe she wants to make sure the new properties they're looking at have big enough bedrooms for the kids.
Yeah.
She's got to do that now.
Yeah, I think it's big enough, and it's got a guest house, but I'll bet Violet called dibs on that.
Yeah, they have indoor pools in their rooms. No biggie.
Each room, Olympic size in each room.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here they are, your latest gossip headlines being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley. Make home improvements for much less with a home equity line of credit. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right. Well, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are going after their former bodyguard, Steve Stanoulis, for blabbing about them during interviews. I told you about this probably a couple weeks ago that he was on the Hollywood Raw podcast, and he had talked about some of the ridiculous requests made by Kanye, which they say is a breach of their confidentiality agreement. Ooh. So now they've threatened to sue him for at least $10 million. Now, he's done this to them before, but the first time they accepted an apology. It doesn't sound like an I'm sorry will go far this time, though.
What about two I'm sorrys?
No, there you go. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Oh, yes. Extremely sorry. Yeah, he's got
with
a lot of sorrys to use.
Yeah.
He's got room. Puppy dog eyes.
He's got headroom to move.
Yeah.
John Cusack took multiple pictures and videos which he shared on social media while he was out protesting in Chicago over the death of George Floyd. Now, at one point while he was on his bike, John said police officers came at him with batons. And in the video, somebody who you assume is an officer is yelling at him to get out of there. And then you could hear like a baton hitting John's bike multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Which he then confirmed after. He said there were some of the peace officers who gently tuned up my bike with their batons.
Tuned it up.
So, yeah. I mean, well, you know.
Afterwards, was he complaining, I want my $2! I want my $2!
Oh, no.
Okay, old
wrong place.
No, better off
wrong
dead reference.
Yes, it was. Mm. In the meantime, you have people like Jay-Z contacting the Minnesota governor himself to discuss the situation. And then you have Chrissy Teigen, Steve Carell, Seth Rogen, Janelle Monáe, and others who have donated to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is a nonprofit that helps pay the bail of those who can't afford it themselves. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they've been barraged by drones flying over their current home in Los Angeles. You know Tyler Perry's mansion?
Yeah.
So
they turned to Tyler for some advice. They're like, hey, it's your house. How do you deal with this?
So lasers.
They did not get cats with lasers. But the couple's now hired members of Tyler's preferred security firm, Gavin DeBecker and Associates, and they are one of the most respected security firms in the country. But they don't come cheap. The cost of being protected by this firm, it's being reported by the New York Post, goes for about $8,500 a day.
So there's got to be like an adventure, like jammers or something that you can get on your property that fall into your yard. I mean, that'd be good, too, because you get a lot of Amazon packages that way as well, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get some snipers or something.
A slingshot.
Josh Gad said his daughters aren't impressed by his Olaf impersonations anymore. Sad day. Yeah. His daughters are 9 and 6. And they just, they're not into it when dad is Olaf. Well. So he says they have a different Disney star in mind. He said, my girls really wish Moana is their father. Well. They're somewhat over Olaf at this point. So Moana, the actual character from Moana.
They'll come back liking the voice, especially when they're in college, when they need pizza money.
He does say that I have to remind them that Olaf pays for their school, the roof over their head, and those quesadillas they love eating. So Olaf isn't going anywhere soon if they want to keep eating and drinking. So true. I'm going to say that to my kids. Do you enjoy this roof over your head and the quesadillas you eat?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Then are you doing an Olaf impression too?
No, but I embarrass them a lot too. So I think I owe
them
that. That's
why they're only getting quesadillas. Not that great.
And that's your dirt at 8:40. Yeah, I know. You can get more fresh stuff with Dina's Dirt at 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40, and the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.